So we are easing our way through the day. Now, it's emerged that a Methodist minister whose father was murdered by the IRA more than 30 years ago actually wrote to Martin McGuinness at the end of January seeking an apology. The Reverend Dr. David Clements, his father Billy, was an RUC reservist, and he was killed by members of the East Tyrone Brigade of the IRA in December back in 1985 in an attack on Ballygally Police Station across in County Tyrone. Dr. David Clements is available to have a conversation with us. Dr. Clements, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Why did you decide to write to Martin McGuinness at this particular stage?
There were a couple of reasons behind it. Our church, the Methodist Church, had issued a statement on his retirement, which did recognize his past, but very briefly, and it was quite a warm and, some have said, a glowing tribute to him, which is fine, I think. But it did cause a bit of discomfort and even hurt, perhaps, for some Methodist people and other people, too, who had been affected by the work of the IRA over the years. And on reflecting on it, I just felt maybe I could make some small contribution to the proper balance of these things. And so the letter that I wrote personally to Martin McGuinness, I wasn't writing on behalf of the church, or it was a personal letter, it was clear in it that it was a personal letter, was to say thank you for the good things that he'd done, and then to raise this issue of making some amends or offering something to the people who had been affected, not necessarily just by him personally, although obviously he had a very significant role in the IRA, though he claimed to have left it in 1974. I think most people recognize that his role went well beyond that. So it was a personal letter, and I asked would he, if it wasn't possible to say something now, that he might leave something for posterity, something written perhaps that could be revealed in due course that might be some help to victims in the years to come.
Did you get a reply?
No, I didn't. And I don't know whether he read the letter or not. Obviously, I sent it. It was about the end of January I sent the letter, so he was obviously quite ill. I do know from a friend who knows Martin McGuinness quite well that he appreciated correspondence that he got from people wishing him well. And in the letter, I did say that I was praying for him and for his family, and you know, genuinely so. But no, I haven't had a reply.
Do you feel cheated to any extent that he will have taken secrets of what happened in the dark era of his life to the grave?
I don't know if cheated is the right word, but certainly disappointed. And not just for myself. I don't know that he had much information about my father's murder. It's a different story in one sense, but I'm sure there are people in Derry and elsewhere who might well have had questions that Martin McGuinness could have answered. For example, his contribution to the Bloody Sunday inquiry, I think, left a lot of questions hanging. So it's one thing for the Republican movement and Sinn Féin politicians to demand truth and want the British to reveal all that they know about everything and so on. And it's another thing then for terrorist organizations like the IRA to tell the whole truth from their perspective. And I don't think we're going to get that.
The hurt you went through, that your family went through when your dad was killed, it's something that has lived with you the whole way through your life, or is it now accepted as being in the past?
Well, in one sense, it's in the past, of course, but people still live with a sense of pain. My 25-year-old daughter was home for Mother's Day this past weekend. When she was a newborn infant, I took her in my arms to my father's grave. And it's still painful to think of that experience. So there are times when things catch you. Even just trying to tell you that bit of the story there brought a lump to my throat. So there are things that you consistently have. And, you know, when my mother wasn't very well last year, I have a sense of, you know, if dad was still here now, of course, you know, 30 years on, perhaps he might have died of cancer, and he might not still be with us. Who knows? But my mother's still alive, and every time I see her, I sense, you know, something of her loss that she has lived with very courageously and graciously over the years. But somebody murdered my dad deliberately. Because he wore a bottle green uniform, they felt he was a legitimate target when he was just serving the community and doing a good job for both Protestants and Catholics. And to shoot him in cold blood still stings.
Have you ever sat and had a proper conversation with the likes of David Latimer about this? David, who seems to be like almost a best friend, a similar church background as yourself, but yeah, a best friend of Martin McGuinness.
Yeah, I have met David Latimer a long time, some years ago. I don't think spoken to him in recent years, although another radio show I think have lined up a conversation between us for later today. David's response has been very effusive, and I understand some of that. You know, if you make a friend, there's a loyalty to that, and I understand that. But I just wonder whether sometimes we get the balance wrong. And for example, when Gerry Adams said at the oration at the graveside that Martin McGuinness was not a terrorist, that hurts people whose husbands and fathers are in their graves because of what the IRA did.
It's interesting because you took the words out of my mouth, as it was the next thing that I was about to ask you.
Great minds think alike, Frank.
It's for people. I've had this conversation with a few other people since that oration, mm-hmm. who lost loved ones to the IRA, and they were wondering what Gerry Adams was trying to achieve. Was he playing to the gallery of republicanism once he had left the church to remind those who were on the journey from terrorism through to the politics of the modern day that they have to stay on board, and we've never totally forgotten you, and those of you who suffered at the hands of the security forces, or those of you who were in jail, we are still with you, even though you may feel we're divorced from you. And Martin McGuinness was part of you. He was a freedom fighter. For those who suffered at the hands of the IRA, or those who lost property to the IRA, or those who were, like Patsy Gillespie, chained to a lorry and blown up at McCosquin Army Base, it must be very difficult to understand the words when someone says Martin McGuinness was not a terrorist. The people who spoke to me said, if Martin McGuinness wasn't a terrorist, then what is a terrorist?
What is a terrorist? Yeah. I mean, you asked earlier, you know, what I think Gerry Adams was at. I'm afraid getting into Gerry Adams' mind is beyond my ability. But I wonder perhaps whether it was partly the news headlines that day with what happened in London. And what happened in London was a terrorist attack. You know, when a policeman was murdered by an Islamic fanaticist or whoever he was. I think there's a very similar equivalence to what happened there and what happened to my dad. You know, my dad was a policeman doing his job, and the Easterone Brigade of the IRA, for their own political agendas, felt it was legitimate to shoot him dead in the head. That was terrorism, plain and simple.
Just on that, and this is mm-hmm. this is a relevant time to ask this question, and maybe a difficult question for you, David, but it is relevant. Your father's gun was taken from his body and was used in a number of other murders.
That's
and
right.
It was found in Loughgall in County Armagh following the deaths of 8 members of the IRA killed by the SAS in May of 1987.
That's right.
Was there any reason whatsoever for the SAS to kill those men that day?
I have no difficulty whatsoever in saying that the SAS acted properly. And in fact, the thought actually popped into my head again just with the thing in Westminster, when an armed policeman shot that terrorist dead. He only had a knife in his hand. Somebody might argue, well, couldn't they have arrested him? As far as I'm concerned, somebody who is going out deliberately to murder other people forfeits their life, their right to life. So that if someone's armed to the teeth and they're intent on killing whoever it is they're going to kill, if the state forces have the ability and can take that life to save other lives, then they should, in that context, properly shoot to kill.
Professionals, however, analysing Loughgall have pointed out that they could have been arrested.
I don't accept that. It's possible they might have done, and at enormous risk to themselves. And can you imagine, Frank, yourself as a policeman or a soldier in that situation, going up to these guys and say, "Excuse me, gentlemen, would you put your guns down? I want to arrest you." Well, what do you think would happen to you?
Do you expect to get a reply to the letter at all from Sinn Féin?
I have no idea. As I say, it was a personal letter to Martin McGuinness from me personally, and obviously he's no longer here, so whether Sinn Féin or anybody else reply to it in due course, I have no idea.
I do get a sense that David Latimer offends you slightly in the way he reaches out.
No, offends not the right word. I just think that perhaps he doesn't always get the balance right in terms of what message is communicated, particularly to the people who carry such deep wounds.
David, I appreciate you coming on the programme.
You're very welcome, Frank.
Thanks for speaking to me this
Thank
morning.
You.
Thank you. Thank you.
Bye.
The
Bye.
Reverend Dr. David Clements from the Methodist Church. It's been revealed that he wrote to Martin McGuinness to ask him about the killing of his father, an RUC reservist. Martin McGuinness was ill at the time and he received no reply. It's 7 minutes to 12. We've been busy.